It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our July edition of Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford and Damon Whitten talking Laker hockey. And Damon, before we really get into talking about what we know about having a season, et cetera, I know there's news coming out. It came out yesterday that we have captain's name for the Laker team this year, and the fans are always interested in leadership. And I think you've picked some pretty good leaders right there. Let's talk a little bit about who they are and then how we picked them.
Yeah, well, we're excited about this group, and you know, certainly a real strong leadership group in terms of the guys who will wear letters, but I think even more so the guys surrounding them will be a big part of it as well. And you know, some years you're a little bit, I guess you're always nervous and worried and trying to sweat all the details, but you know, we really like the senior class. These guys all are contributing members of our hockey team. You know, good parts of our locker room. And so they'll be surrounded by a lot of, you know, talent around them in terms of their ability to help shepherd and guide this team. But the actual group that will wear letters is really strong as well. So we're excited and proud to announce Lucas Kiebel as our captain next year. I know we'll get into these guys a little bit more individually, but he'll do a really good job for us. Obviously, been a really good player for us on the ice. You know, really, really does things the right way in all facets of being a student athlete. So we're excited that. And wearing A's to support Lucas will be senior defenseman as well, Will Rydell, senior forward Hampus Eriksson, and junior forward Ashton Calder. So, you know, a really good group. And again, as we said, you know, these guys have played a lot of hockey for us, Bill. And, you know, Lucas probably missed the most time with an injury a couple of years back. You know, Hampus came in and had the broken leg, I think it was a year ago or 2 years ago now. And, you know, So a couple of guys have missed time, but it's really nice that you know, when your leaders are guys you turn to in critical moments for key faceoffs, for power play situations, to go out and kill, to go out and be out on the ice for the last minute of a game. I think that that really helps them and their voice in the locker room. When they speak up, when they hold guys accountable, guys are going to look at them and know that they're critical guys and guys that contribute at a high level on the ice as well. And so it just helps them have the room and the support and the backing of the room. So excited and a big congratulations. Obviously, when you're a leader at a school at Lake State with a history and tradition we have, you know, there's a lot to live up to. And I think those guys, I know they don't take that lightly. You know, they're really proud of this accomplishment, and they're really excited to set their own standard and have a great year and lead us to a great year this year.
Now, did the coaching staff decide who the captains are, or do the players have a say in what's going on there?
Yeah, well, the players absolutely have a say. You know, and it was a little different this year. We didn't, especially with COVID and guys, you know, spreading all over the globe to get off campus and get back to their home countries and home cities and things like that. It was more in conversation. So as we did exit meetings, we asked the guys, you know, who they saw leading this team, who could help support them, you know, who were leaders in whatever class the individual we were talking to as well. And, you know, one guy that's not going to wear a letter that easily could is Merrick's Mittens. Mm-hmm. You know, Mitts is, you know, looked at by almost everybody on our team as a leader of this team. And, you know, we just felt like putting a letter on a goalie, you know, I've been a part of it once or twice that's happened. But, you know, Mitts can worry about his game and focus on that. You know, he's still going to be a real big part of our team and a real big leader, but he's another guy. And there was votes all up and down the lineup. Pete Viette, you know, was a guy that's really respected, look up to. Chase Gamblin, you know, really looked up to and respected. So there's a lot of guys got votes, but these guys kind of overwhelmingly were seen as the leadership group, and I think they'll do a real good job for us.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's a good crew, and I think Kiebel's an excellent, he's very mature for one thing. I don't know how old Lucas is, if he's a little bit older than some of the other guys, but he carries himself very well. He's a calm and cool performer. He's physical, and he is a leader amongst this the players on his team. So I think those are great choices. I think Ashton Calder, being a young guy, that kind of sets the future for Ashton. He's going to be a leadership player. He is now, but he certainly will be in the future as well. And it's a good crew, and I think they'll do a really good job leading the way this year for your team.
Yeah, no, like I said, we're in agreement, obviously. So, you know, you take the input of your team, and, you know, I have been around a team or two where, you know, coaches kind of saw something in this guy, and yeah, he's our leader, and then you come to find out the players in the room don't really view him the same way or have that same respect, and, you know, so these guys are a good mix. You know, they're going to have a good pulse of what the team is up to and where the team's at, and, you know, away from the rink, which is also very important that we have that common communication and the common theme from coaches through captains spread throughout the team. So it's a strong group and it's a strong class. Like I said, Alex Ambrosio is another guy that, you know, we trust in so many situations on the ice, off the ice, does things the right way, really dedicated. I think it's a class too, the senior group, you know, they have big goals in the game. They've talked themselves a lot about unfinished business. They feel like we still have something to prove and they do. I think they'll have a chance to be one of the winningest classes in many, many years with a strong year this year. And, you know, they take that very seriously. So we've really liked the dialogue we've had this summer with our leadership group, with our seniors. We've done that same thing with NCAA rules to have Zoom calls with by class, by position groups. And, you know, guys are getting real excited here as we inch closer and closer to what we hope will be a full long season. And I'm sure that's something we'll talk about as well.
Again, the captain is Lucas Kiebel this year. The assistant captains will be Will Rydell along with Hampus Erickson and Ashton Calder, and that's the leadership group for your Laker hockey team this year. We got a lot to talk about today. We haven't mentioned it yet, but this is a 55-minute version of the Laker Hockey Talk program. It's we're almost getting to the hour. It's like doing Laker Hockey Show on Tuesdays, but we just have so much to talk about every month that we decided we needed more time than we've been using. So we're going to go extra long here, and hopefully everybody got the word that it started at 8:05 this morning and don't tune it in at 8:30 and miss half the show. But latest news on a season, Damon. This is, we talk about this every month with this COVID-19 scare nationally and internationally. A lot of things are going by the board right now. We notice Yahoo Sports the other day said there's going to be no college football this fall at all. Of course, that's their conjecture on it. But Ivy League has canceled all fall sports. And I don't know what the GLIAC's doing. I haven't talked to Chris lately. Chris Dunbar, the commissioner of that league, whether they're going to play football. I think their plans right now are to play. But well, what do we know and how do we know it?
Well, it's a great question. And it's, you know, it's kind of like it's living. It changes, you know, hour by hour and day by day. And I don't have as good of a feel on the GLIAC. You certainly get some updates on staff calls and hear what they're doing and looking at the basketball and volleyball schedules. But you know what? There's optimism and hope, certainly. And you know, we all want to have a season. I think part of that is the mental health and well-being of our student athletes. You know, these are players that have committed their whole lives to their craft, and you know, they need to be playing and want to be playing and are comfortable playing, I think, for the most part. We've seen that with the NHL return to play. I think 7 or 12 or so players have opted out, where the vast majority, you know, 99% plus, want to get back on the ice and return. And certainly we want to do it in a safe and responsible manner, and that will certainly take precedent. But we're having calls weekly. There's now a national dialogue about what contingency plans may look like or scheduling shuffling may look like to keep things more regionalized. You know, I know for our season ticket holders and our fans that there will be some information coming out possibly this week or the next week or two about reserving season tickets. Still some unknowns about, you know, what the game count will be and the home games will be because of that. Obviously, one of our opponents, Union, is an Ivy League, or I should say an ECAC member, which is composed of some Ivy Leagues. And we're waiting for, you know, further details from Union and the ECAC about what that decision by the Ivies will look like for the rest of the conference. So some unknowns, but again, I think there's some optimism. I feel like, you know, we can get some sort of a season in. I think, you know, as more and more sports and conferences go to maybe a conference-only type series or cancel fall sports, you know, it's going to put some pressure on us to maybe shorten our season or a late start. But, you know, I think we have a good month or so before we really have to start making some decisions on any shortened or abbreviated season. But, you know, hopefully the numbers keep improving. One of the big challenges we have right now is a lot of the European Union cannot fly back into the U.S. right now. So some of our international players cannot travel back right now, and we're kind of monitoring that daily and making a lot of calls with embassies and borders, and you know, trying to figure out when we can get these guys on their F1 student visas back in the country, and you know, talking to other coaches as well that are going through the same thing. So a lot of moving parts, and you know, August 10th is not far away for our first day of school, and our guys are going to be trickling back in, and you know, ICE is almost back in, should be ready possibly this week, and so it's really starting to ramp up in a lot of ways, but there's some unknowns out there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you next about the ice at Able Arena. I know it's going on. I know they were painting the ice a few days ago, and it's this week now. It's into the third week of the month of July. So you'd like to have ice. You've got some local players and some local guys. I know that you know, Lucas Keibel, our captain this year, is in Sault Ste. Marie, and so is Merrick Mittens. And you got Ashton Calder and Chase Gamlin and probably several others who'd like to get on the ice right now.
Yeah, Seth Isley's back as well. I'm going to miss a couple of guys. And again, guys are starting to trickle in, especially with that ice returning. You know, it's unfortunate that we lost the ice. That was not the intent. The intent was for it to stay. But unfortunately, there was an issue that way. So I think the crew up there at Taffy have done a really good job to kind of jump on that and get back into it. There's obviously campus-wise, you can imagine. I guess the scramble or the challenge to get campus ready for all of our students, you know, and then you throw in the needs of student athletes or hockey players as well. So there's a lot to going on, and our senior administrative team is doing a really good job to provide leadership and get campus ready for everybody. And again, my focus obviously on the hockey team is getting Taffy ready. So I'm excited. You know, it's a little bit late to get it on, but it will be back, and guys will hit that really shortly. And they're excited. You know, they need it. You know, they this is their whole lives. And the guys traveling in from other places, you know, wherever they are back home, a lot of these guys have skill coaches, skating coaches, strength coaching coaches. It's changed so much from when I played and, you know, even 10 years ago. But these guys need to get back out there, and they're excited to do that. And again, it's important we keep them safe and do it in a smart manner. And we do have COVID protocol set up for the guys lifting every day right now. And that'll have to carry over into the locker room and on the ice with some of the social distancing and things like that to keep us safe. The last thing we want is like in Ohio State where we pop up with some positive COVID test and we have to shut things down. So we're really stressing to our guys, let's do this the right way and make good decisions.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to talk about early in the show today is Merrick Mittens himself. You mentioned him a few moments ago. He is here now, but Merrick's went through a pretty tough time here about a month ago. He got pretty ill. In fact, there was some thought that maybe he had coronavirus at the time, but they tested him. He did not, but he did have a pretty serious respiratory disease.
Well, you know, I think the reality is that, you know, wherever we go, we're going to see it. You know, Lake State, whether it's an athlete or a student, you know, we're going to have that challenge. And, you know, I've kind of said in a couple settings that I'd almost rather have it now when there's not the full student body around, when not the whole team's now. Let's see how we're going to handle it. Let's make sure our protocols are in place. You know, so that issue was alarming. And thank goodness for, you know, the staff at War Memorial and our on-campus team as well. That was really the driving force, is our on-campus people at the health center did a tremendous job. And, you know, Merrick's is back in the gym now and regaining weight and things like that. But it was a scare, you know, and we've gone through that a couple times with different guys. So, you know, these guys are as much as they think they're invincible and, you know, young and healthy, you never know what can pop up. So we're happy he's back. And you know, and that's another reason why we need that ice back on. You know, he's really excited to get back on the ice and, you know, back into game shape and seeing pucks and things like that. So it'll be really nice to have the rink back and look down. And I guess we can't observe technically, but whether it's the Indians or a rental or anything like that, it'll be nice to be in the office and look down and see skaters on the ice at Taffy once again.
Yeah, and that's going to happen here in the very near future. The boys have got it pretty much painted up and ready to go. We've got a lot of time this week to talk about players and individuals, guys who've left the program and players who are returning, as well as all the newcomers. And we've mentioned Damon many times already this summer with our monthly program. We've mentioned the new guys coming in. We'll hit that again here in a few minutes. We're going to take a break, though. We've got a couple of breaks. They're only 30 seconds long in the show, the way we're doing it now. Again, 55 minutes for the rest of the summer. And then we'll get into the Laker hockey show, of course, on Tuesdays, we hope, at the Antlers in the fall. And again, that's up in the air, too. We don't know what's going to happen with that. I'm thinking even, you know, when school starts on August 10th, Damon, I'm thinking that everybody's going to be wearing wearing masks. All the students will be masked. The professors will be masked. I'm thinking our guys will be wearing masks to come into practice, and they may be able to take them off to go on the ice, et cetera. But that's kind of the way it is right now. Our governor's got everybody masking up. We're very worried about COVID-19, and it's part of our life.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, the big point, I think. You know, we're following state and federal guidelines and, you know, want to keep our community safe. You know, we've got kids traveling from all over the world, so all those protocols are in place, and, you know, we're going to try to encourage our players to kind of be leaders in that that realm. And like you said, you know, we've got temperature checks daily. You know, our guys will all go through COVID testing, certainly mask as you're entering facilities. You can't work or skate in a mask or work out, but as our guys enter our facilities, which are really tight, we're not allowing locker room access right now or shower facilities. You come in, you lift, you exit right back out with your mask on. So, you know, everybody's going to be a little bit different based on state guidelines and where they're living and regionality. But, you know, we're gonna follow that. Again, we want to keep it out of that building. You know, if our guys are here and they don't have access to the weight room, to the ice, it gets really hard quickly. I mean, this is such a part of their lives. It's hard to maybe explain what the game means to these guys, but you take it away from them and they have a really hard time with that. So we're going to do everything we can in our power to make sure we're doing this the right way and to keep this rolling and hopefully give us our best chance to have that full season.
All right, we're going to pause on the show this morning. You're listening to Laker Hockey Talk, and we'll be right back with more on ESPN 1400.